What is my role as a mother whose child has no contact without any explanation? She says, I'm still sending gifts for birthday, Christmas, etc., but zero responses. It is painful and my cup has run dry trying to make sense of what feels like a betrayal. Please help me understand my role during this painful time. I am in counseling. I'm going through Jim Burns' book, Doing Life with Adult Children, but it doesn't quite apply to my situation. But I do, she says, I do highly recommend the book. But she's just in this another estranged situation.
Yeah, estrangement is so painful and so difficult. And Delaney, our heart goes out to you. Good for you that you're letting your adult children know or child know that you're still there and you're sending the gifts. It's really hard when you get nothing back. And while the gifts are nice and good, the silence is saying we don't want contact.
Yeah.
I wonder if you've reached out, though, in the form of a letter. Because I think it's important to put words to those actions as well, and to let the person, your child, know that you are here, that you are wanting relationship, that you're getting the message that they are not, and you are trying to understand that. And while respecting that they need distance, you also would like the opportunity to work on what has gone wrong in the relationship, and that you would highly value being able to know some things that have not gone well for them, and that you could work on.
Yeah.
And that you would love the opportunity to repair at some point, and that you realize you have areas to grow as well.
Yeah, I think that's really good.
Yeah, I wish we had Delaney to ask some questions to, because I wonder if we could help her, you know, get a little bit of insight as to what may have gone wrong. But when you've tried everything, what you're saying, Jill, is that's the only thing really that's available to us is to write that letter and to be humble about it. Don't talk about your hurts in there. You know, hopefully you'll get a chance to talk about your hurts, but it's not up front. It's not right now. It's the letter really is learning just to invite and saying, hey, I love you. I want to be in relationship with you. If I've done something to hurt you, I want to be able to acknowledge that and repair that. And I'd love to have the opportunity to hear you out. And that's what the letter
is.
Right.
And I'm willing to not defend myself.
Correct.
I just want to hear your position.
Right. And that makes it safe for them to consider. And sometimes you might not get something back right away, but it may take a little bit of time to sink in. And if Delaney's son is married, maybe it's even reaching out to his spouse, his wife.
Yeah, and I'm thinking two things. One, to reiterate the letter writing, because it provides them a living artifact.
Yes.
Beyond just a conversation that you can forget or construe. You know, and so and I think the other aspect of that for Delaney is that if you're sending gifts, oftentimes we can send gifts to stay in hopes that they'll reach out to us. And I think keep sending gifts, but change the intention. The intention is for you, Delaney, to say that I'm doing this because I still love you and I'm working through this painful experience and staying in prayer. And hopefully, and I would say this, we all have a comfort magnet inside of us seeking safety, and our parents are usually the primary source of that early on in life, but there's something about that throughout our life that we pray for this in the long game that eventually they'll come back around. So we hold out hope for that. But in the current situation, what is your role is to love them well. But I would definitely go with that letter writing.
And then if you get no response, you know, wait a while, wait at least 6 weeks to 2 months, and then maybe reach out again. I had sent a letter. I don't know if you received it. I'm looking for an opportunity to learn and grow.
And then sometimes it could also be finding a neutral third party to help you with that, because your son, Delaney, may feel more comfortable communicating something to the neutral third party that could go back to you, and that could give you a clue as to how receptive he is or what has
happened.
Right.
Is there another family member that he is in
contact
with?
Yeah. Maybe a sibling, maybe an aunt or an uncle, someone.
You know, this just reminds me of how important communication and conversation is. Words matter. You know, and we see that God has given us language for a reason and utilized language throughout time. And because one of the things that we tend to do is that when people give us the ghost response, I like to say it like this. They're giving us blank sheets of paper to write really bad stories on.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
And usually that is the experience when we don't hear back from them. When it goes radio silent, we take out our pen inside of our head and then we just start writing out terrible stories about ourselves, terrible stories about the other person. And we've broken off communication and broken trust with that. And so, again, a huge reminder that it's important to engage in critical conversations and to communicate, especially with those that we do life closely with.
Yeah, we've had a lot of calls today that have been difficult ones, and they're not easy answers, and, and there's potentials with them where they don't resolve. And when that happens, we're challenged within ourselves to go back to, how do I accept this situation, and what can I do to grow from this situation that where things are out of my control?